السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العلیم الحکیم. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات. اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. ولقد فتن الذين من قبلهم فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. أَمْ حَسِبَ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ أَنْ يَسْبِقُونَا سَاءَ مَا يَحْكُمُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. Respected elders and brothers, may Allah give the speaker sincerity, the listeners sincerity. Give us tawfiq to practice on the little advices that were shared, that is going to be shared. I've recited ayats from Para 20, Surah Al-Kabut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this verse. Do people think that they will be left to say we believe without being tested? We all believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe in our beloved Rasulullah SAW, the last and final Nabi of Allah ta'ala. We believe in the Quran Sharif as the last and final authentic book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala amongst us. And we believe that life in this world is short. We all have to leave the world one day or the other. May Allah grant us all a respectable death on Iman. May Allah take us from this world while doing some good action that is beloved to Allah, beloved to Rasulullah SAW, while reciting the Quran, while reading Salah, while taking the Tasbih and reciting Zikrullah. In those good moments, Allah must take us away. And when we leave this world, we hope in the mercy of Allah, Allah make our grave a garden of Jannah. The day of Qiyamah is definitely going to come, and will either be Jannah or either be Jahannam. وَامْتَازُ الْيَوْمَ أَيُّهَا الْمُجْرِمُونَ. On the day of Qiyamah, Allah will make announcement, the sinful and disobedient servants of Allah, separate yourself and go towards Jahannam, the hellfire. And the obedient servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala got Jannah, paradise for us. Now in this world, we have to do many, many good actions that is pleasing to Allah, pleasing to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah has given us life and death to see who does the best amongst us, the best action. The ulama say Allah used the words the best action depends on the sincerity of that action. Sometimes a person doing a lot of good actions, but there's no sincerity in it, then they won't be rewarded. We do little but with sincerity and devotion, and Allah must accept it. Allah will accept it. Now Allah gonna test us in this world how firm we are. Ikhlas and istiqamat goes together. Be sincere and be steadfast in the little good action that we do. After Iman, the most important pillar is to read our five-time faraz salah on its prescribed time. And males with jama'ah, the rewards are 27 times more. And for 40 days we read our salat with jama'ah. Allah make our iman sincere and protect us from hypocrisy and nifaq. And the salat times in the winter seasons, it changes. In the summer season, it changes. In the winter season, Fajr is late, Isha is early, we have long nights. And in the summer months, Isha is late, Fajr is early, 4:15 Azan, 4:30 is Fajr. But under all seasons, all circumstances, we get up and we come to the masjid for our salah. If a person ready Isha Salatu Jama'ah, you get the reward of spending half the night in Nafil Ibadah. And you read Fajr Salah with Jama'ah, you get the reward of spending the other half of the night in Ibadah. And we read Isha and Fajr with Jama'ah, we get the reward of spending the entire night in Nafil Ibadah, even though we slept the entire night. After Isha, we slept away quickly. And we didn't get time to read extra Tahajjud or extra Nafil Namaz. But you read your Isha and Fajr with Jama'ah, we hope in the mercy of Allah to get the reward of spending the entire night in Nafil Ibadah. So the first test is about our Faraz Salah, how we are going to read it, where are we going to read it. Appreciate our generous donors who build masjid and madrasas and musallas in different cities and countries of the world, and even in our city and country. Allah knows who contributed what towards the masjid. And appreciate the imams reading beautiful Quran. We have an imam that recites beautiful Quran. We enjoy our salah, especially the Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha salah. We enjoy it. And happily give our lillah donation towards the local masjid. Nobody requested me from Scottsboro Masjid to make this announcement. I'm just speaking generally that any masjid or madrasa in every city, country of the world, happily donate our lillah funds for the general expenses, for the salaries of the imams, muazzin, for the electricity, water account. Somebody has to pay for it. In summer months, we use the fans, the air cons. All this takes electricity. And the little money that we give to the house of Allah, every person that will be reading salah, every person that will be reciting Quran, in the afternoon madrasa, every child that will be learning Quran and salah, the reward will go to the generous donors. And when we pass away, the reward will continue, insha'Allah, al-Aziz, isal al-sawab. And Allah Ta'ala says, this test, وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّ الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ فَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَيَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. We certainly tested those before them, and Allah will definitely know of those who are true, and will definitely who are the liars, who are the hypocrites. A sincere Muslim, no matter what difficulty comes, we remain steadfast on Iman, on Islam, and we believe on in taqdeer, good and bad is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, through technology advancements, through the social media, what difficulties our Muslim brothers and sisters face in different cities and countries of the world, we get the information very quickly, within minutes and seconds, the information being circulated. May Allah help the oppressed Muslims locally and globally, especially in Palestine, in Gaza, in Syria, and in India also, and many other countries that we don't know, Muslims are being oppressed. And our martyrs will go to Jannah, paradise is waiting. Life in this world is short. Now the Quran, they are incidents of the prophets of the past. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِمْ إِبْرَةٌ لِعُلِي الْأَلْبَابِ. The incidents in the Quran of the various prophets are mentioned. And various Nabi Musa alayhi salam had to face the oppressive ruler of Qarun and Fir'aun and Qarun, who were proud of the wealth and proud of the military strength. Similarly, Qawm-e Aad, Qawm-e Samud, the various Nabis that came, Nabi Shu'ib alayhi salam, Nabi Saleh alayhi salam, they preached to the people and the people went against the Nabi. And Allah says in the Quran, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍ عَدُوًّا مِّنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ. Every Nabi had to face opposition. And last was our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Imamul Anbiya sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first 10 years in Makkah Mukarramah, we know what difficulty the early Muslims went through. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu made to lie on hot sand, and they should put a boulder on his chest and drag him on in that hot sand in that heat of Makkah and tell him, leave Islam, otherwise we'll punish you. Hazrat Bilal and say, Ahad, Ahad, I believe in one Allah. You can take my life, but you cannot take my iman. I know Jannah, paradise is waiting for me. And he's remained steadfast. Our beloved Rasulullah, some reading Salah by the Haram, the enemies took the intestines of the animal, of the camel, and put it on the blessed Mubarak back of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There are so many difficulties the early Muslims made, the boycott in the valley of Abu Talib. And then a time came when Allah ordered the Sahabas to migrate. One is the first migration was from Makkah to Abyssinia. And the second migration was when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was ordered to leave Makkah because of the persecution and the difficulties the people of Makkah gave him. And Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam traveled, made hijrah to Madinah Munawwara. And the Muslims of Madinah, Ansar, they helped the Muslims of Makkah. They gave comfort to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they assisted, one is financially making them comfortable, trying to give them food, clothing, shelter, etc. That is very much rewarding. But besides assisting the Muhajirin early with food, clothing and shelter, they assist in the practicing and propagating the true message of the Quran and Sunnah. And Islam spread from Medina through the Hijrah and Nusra of the early Muslims, and they traveled to different cities and countries of the world. And today Islam has reached every city, country of the world through the sacrifices of the Sahaba and the noble companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And today sometimes people out of ignorance criticize us. Sometimes they speak bad of some ulama. Whatever Allah knows best, we don't get involved in the dispute of others. We keep our heart and mind clean. We read this one dua. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Ya Allah, forgive those brothers of ours that have passed on, and keep our hearts clean towards our Muslim brothers and sisters, and innocent unless proven guilty. Why must we spoil our heart and mind? Ya ayyuha allazeena aamanu istanibu kaseeran min az-zann inna ba'd az-zanni ismu wa la tajassasu wa la yaghtab ba'dukum ba'da. That do not have evil opinions of one another, do not spy on people's private lives. Nobody is perfect. Do not backbite. Al-ghibatu ashaddu min az-zina. To backbite is worse than committing adultery. And our beloved Rasulullah also had to face verbal abuse from people. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلٍ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. That they told the Nabis, you are either mentally challenged or you're practicing witchcraft or magic. And Allah Ta'ala, there's a verse in the Quran, Allah knows what is going on in the heart of mind of every person. And even our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ نَعْلَمُ أَنَّكَ يَضِيكُ صَدْرِكَ بِمَا يَقُولُونَ فَسَبِّ بِحَمْدِ رَبِّكَ وَكُمْ مِنَ السَّاجِدِينَ وَعَبُدْ رَبَّكَ حَتَّى يَعْتِيَكَ الْيَقِينَ. Allah giving consolement to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know you are feeling upset about what they're speaking about you, or about the Quran, about Allah, but take solace through the zikr of Allah. We got the tasbih, we got the Quran, we got the masjid, we got salah. When we're feeling low, come to the masjid, take the Quran and read Quran. Take the tasbih and make zikr. Now, if somebody wants to hit you, you can stop him. But somebody want to go on a character assassination, we can't stop it. And to the social media today, we just click forward, forward. We don't know what is truth, what is lies. Allah must forgive us. Time is up. So whatever difficulty people face, you must remain steadfast on the correction of the Quran and Sunnah. May Allah give me and all of us the tawfiq of practicing. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.